We sampled them from them, but it's not the same bass line.
You can get in serious trouble for copyright infringement.
You got an organ going.
Yeah? Copyright is not doing crap!
Copyright? What's copyright?
It's the
right
of the artist to control.
Right?
You know what time it is.
Welcome to
the copyright.
Hello. Welcome. Hello. Welcome to the Copyright Experiment. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's a little past 11 on a Thursday night. Yeah, if you've never listened to the Copyright Experiment before, then you're in for a treat. Every week, every Thursday, we talk about the changes in intellectual property related to music, related to the way we digest media, the way the online digital changes have been exactly that, changing everything, and how it all relates to you, the listener. And so today we got another episode. We also play free music, all free music. So a little later, after I get through some talking, then we'll play you all free music. And you can get all that music on our blog at copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com. It's all free from the band, and we make it easy for you to download. Today's episode, we're talking about trolls, specifically patent trolls. If you don't know what a patent troll is, well, let me introduce you to one. Today we're going to be talking about a company called Personal Audio, and if that is a company name that sounds pretty vague, you would be correct in assuming that they don't really deal that much in audio. And the whole reason, actually, that Personal Audio exists is to enforce a patent that works around that the company actually holds. Now, they hold the patent for, they claim, the entire system of podcasting in the United States, which is a big kind of concept. So I'm gonna read you the abstract of their patent. Patents are really long. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but this is what they say. They claim they invented. So they say, quote, an audio program and message distribution system in which a host system organizes and transmits program segments to a client subscriber locations. The host organizes the program segments by subject matter, creates a scheduling program in accordance with preferences associated with each subscriber. And it goes on a bit longer for that. But you can kind of gather from that this patent, the description of it is pretty vague. There's not a lot of technical details that go into it, which is kind of surprising for a patent, because patents generally, the requirement to have a patent is to have it very technically detailed, and so that the patent office can know how it works, and so that they can actually prosecute other people if they're infringing on your patent. So let's back up a little bit and have a little bit of history first, because in the 1980s, before actually the 80s, computer software patents, which is this, didn't really exist in the world at all. And it took a long time for computer patents to be issued at all, because there was a debate that patents of the software variety, because software only exists on computers, that it was really, in essence, a set of mathematical instructions, it would be too broad of a ability to patent something like mathematical instructions, because then you're, in essence, patenting math itself. And that deemed to be too strict of a idea to patent. So the U.S. Patent Office decided not going to patent software until around the 80s, when they did start issuing patents for software. And the way that they issued it has become increasingly more vague, and has spawned what has been referred to as the patent wars in software. And you hear about that all the time when you hear about patents wars between, for example, Apple and Samsung, or Apple and Google. Apple seems to be at the center of a lot of them. But there's another phenomenon that has that come out of this, which is the phenomenon of the patent troll. And the patent troll is a company that solely exists. They're basically a legal company, and they exist solely to enforce tariffs and fees for people that are infringing on the patents that they hold. They don't really add anything to the community. They don't innovate. They simply litigate. And so personal audio has been in the news recently. When they earned their patent for podcasting in 2012, and since then they've been trying to sue a lot of people, pretty much everyone. Among the people they've been trying to sue include Apple for their podcasting service, Sirius XM, the satellite radio service, NBC, CBS, the network TV stations, and also individual podcasters such as Adam Carolla. Adam Carolla runs a show called The Adam Carolla Show. It's a daily comedy podcast, and Personal Audio has gone after him because, well, the only, same reason patent trolls go after anyone, because they're making a lot of money. And so they're going after Adam Carolla. But recently, they've been in the news. This week, a couple days ago, they decided to drop their charges against Adam Carolla, as well as a podcaster named TogiNet and How Stuff Works, companies that also make fairly prominent podcasts. But they're dropping their lawsuit not because they think that maybe it's kind of silly to exist solely to prosecute people who are creating content. The reason is this, and I'll quote them on this. When Personal Audio first began its litigation, it was under the impression that Carolla, the self-proclaimed largest podcaster in the world, as well as certain other podcasters, were making significant money from infringing Personal Audio's patents. After the parties completed discovery, however, it became clear that this was not the case. As a result, Personal Audio began to offer dismissals from the case to the podcasting companies involved, rather than to litigate over the smaller amounts of money at issue. So basically what they're saying is, you guys don't really make all that much money, so it's not really worth it for us to actually litigate for money against for infringing on the patent that they control. And if this sounds familiar, then you have a good memory, because this also happens in the music industry for copyright infringement cases, and we've covered a whole myriad of those cases on this show before. You can actually look them up. There's a few that come to mind. Very early, we talked about the infringement cases against Bauer. We did a whole episode about sampling, so if you want to check out those, you can go to our blog at copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com. Learn more about those. But yeah, so it sounds very similar to the sampling or copyright infringement cases that you get in music all the time. And hip-hop, the genre of hip-hop, is foundational to the way sampling is used, and also in modern electronic music. And it's even in pop music as well. So you can kind of think of these things as real analogs to each other. In patents, they kind of are abused in the same way that copyright is abused in the music world. But, you know, this actually crosses over with music, because podcasting is a very prominent way for people to listen to music. Even this particular show, people listen to it in podcast form. Now, I'm not particularly worried about Personal Audio suing the crap out of this show, The Copyright Experiment, or CITR, the radio station, but it is possible. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there, when it happens. But it's interesting to note that Personal Audio and other patent trolls will go after things for money, and especially interesting that they go after people who have a bit of money but not a lot of money. And Personal Audio is suing people like Apple, who has a lot of money, but they're also suing smaller things. And according to Colleen Chen from Santa Clara University in the law department, she wrote a paper that claims that 55% of companies targeted by patent trolls make less than $10 million or less annually, forcing most of those companies to settle out of court. And so this is kind of like the patent troll's dream. They have a bit of money, but not enough that they can actually defend in court. So they threaten them with legal action and then cause them to settle out of court and just get a bunch of money without having to spend a lot on legal fees. Now, Adam Carolla's show doesn't actually make a lot of money, so they're offering to settle or to drop the suit. But this is actually after Corolla and his masses of fans have raised a substantial amount of money to actually fight the lawsuit. And so they've actually raised, through a crowdfunding website called Fund Anything, a pretty staggering amount of money for crowdfunding. They've raised $470,755 as of today. That's a lot of money. And can go a long way for legal fees, for sure. And it kind of just goes to show how much people actually, well, one, care about Adam Carolla's show, and two, care about the future of podcasting and the security of the shows that they like and the form in which they like to enjoy it in. And so now they're going to be using this money, because the lawsuit is being offered to be dropped. They're actually refusing the offer and will basically file countersuit to actually invalidate the patent that Personal Audio owns. So they're kind of taking up, they have all the money that they raised from their show, and they're taking up the cause of podcasters everywhere now, a valiant effort to take down Personal Audio, who is tyrannizing the podcasting world everywhere. And yeah, it kind of seems like a valiant cause. But we'll explain a bit more. There's other players in this as well. So the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which we've talked about on this show before, they're a digital freedom and privacy advocacy group. They've existed since 1990. They initially was founded to kind of inform legal entities about the nature of digital things, in response to kind of the big government crackdown on hacking in the 90s. And the late 80s. So they've also filed a formal complaint against the patent with the patent office and raised, through their supporters, $76,160 to fund their legal battle, too. So now it seems like everybody wants to get rid of this patent because it's not really helping anyone. And they do have a point. It's having the concept of a patent troll. They're called patent trolls because they're so universally disliked. The idea of a patent is to spur innovation by giving inventors a safe haven to do their inventing, so that they can actually capitalize on their inventions for a period of 10 to 20 years without having to worry about people stealing their invention and capitalizing on it themselves. But obviously these patent trolls are not doing that. Patent trolls are simply existing to litigate, to sue people who are infringing on their patent and not innovate at all. And this is a product, as well as the patent wars in the software world, a product, as I said earlier, of patents being given too loosely or too without kind of review of the history of things. And actually some critics have said that Personal Audio, while having the patent for podcasting, doesn't really exist in the history of podcasting. If you trace it back, they're not the first ones to podcast, and that might be a valid argument, but it's not really technically a good argument when you're talking about patents, because you can ask Thomas Edison about this. It's not who invents it first, it's who files the patent first. And if you don't know, Thomas Edison has filed many, many patents, and in a few places beat people who were inventing similar things at a similar time, and he's received accusations that some of those were blatantly stolen or inspired by. But nevertheless, he filed the patent. So he is considered the inventor in the eyes of the law. And so that's what's happening here with Personal Audio as well, the vague company that holds the podcasting patent. So where does all this leave us? So Adam Carolla has claimed that on his funding website that now that the lawsuit has been dropped, or offered to be dropped, but has not been accepted by their camp, he said that, quote, "Remember, this isn't just about my show. If I go down, all of podcasting goes with me." Now, to me, that's a pretty intense and a bit of a dubious statement, because I think he's kind of claiming he's the spearheading the podcast movement, but I don't know if that's... I think he's speaking a little too highly of himself there. On the other hand, if he did lose this case, which it doesn't look like it's even going to make it to the whole nine yards, but if he were to lose it, it would set a precedent for other podcasters, and rightly so. They should be a little scared of that. But considering how much money and how much support is pouring in to actually invalidate this patent, and considering how vague the wording of the patent is, you can actually search for it online. I don't have the exact patent number, but you can read more about their patent. I'll actually read a bit here. So they acknowledge that audio can be listened to through AM, FM, like now, tapes and CDs, which are the traditional forms, and they also acknowledge that, quote, "It is accordingly an object of the present invention to provide easy access to rich selection of audio programming and to allow the listener to dynamically and interactively locate and select desired programming from the available collection in an easy and intuitive way without the need for a visual display screen and using only simply selection controls." Now, as this is really similar to their abstract, because it's incredibly vague, it could describe any number of products for listening to any media. The only reason it refers to audio is because they just say it refers to audio, but it's basically a very poorly approved patent, in my eyes and in many others' eyes. So there's a good chance that it will be invalidated. If you want to support that cause, if you feel like this is something that really needs to happen before it gets out of control, which it could, there's a lot of people against it, like I said, so it may be unlikely. If you want to add your voice to the side against this patent, though, you can go to the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Just Google that, EFF, Electronic Frontier Foundation, and you can support their petition to invalidate the patent. I would advise against donating to Adam Carolla's funding website, because there are also problems with donating to funding websites, because they're notoriously unaccountable, and especially in this case too, it's a classic case of the unaccountability of funding websites, because initially Carolla's funding was to be in defense of this lawsuit, but now they're going to be using the money to invalidate the patent, which is kind of, they're going on the offense now, basically. And this is not really explicitly consented to by the people who donated for the defense fund, and now their money is being used for the offending fund. And, you know, it may be a greater good kind of thing, but, you know, it's also a little, you would be right to feel a little unjustified to donate to something and then realize your money is being used for something else. Anyway, that's a whole other thing to talk about, so we're not going to get into that, but we will keep an eye on this case. It doesn't look like anything horrendous is going to happen, but if it does, you'll hear it first on the Copyright Experiment. And that's going to wrap up for the talk section today. When I come back after the break, I'm going to get in some free music again, playing a lot of Canadian stuff today, which is exciting. We'll be back after this. The first track is going to be by someone from Vancouver who took a trip to India and came back with a whole slew of samples to make hip-hop beats from. Stay tuned for that coming up on the Copyright Experiment, CITR 101.9 FM.
Queer Arts Festival, Regenerations, takes place in Vancouver from July 23rd to August 9th at the Roundhouse. This annual celebration brings together queer art from 27 nations, featuring 18 days of compelling exhibitions, transformative performances, and inspiring workshops. Experience the revolutionary power of art through cross-generational collaborations, artistic healing, and works of art from around the world. Tickets are now on sale at Little Sisters on Davie Street and online. Visit queerartsfestival.com. Regenerations. Dare to be challenged. Risk being changed.
10,000 steps. That's the recommended daily minimum for a healthy, active person. Easy, right?
The average office worker takes only 3,000 steps a day. Enter Steptember. Challenge yourself, your co-workers or your classmates to walk, run or roll your way to 10,000 steps a day for 1 month, all for a good cause. Every step you take this September is a step towards supporting cerebral palsy associations across Canada.
Welcome back to the Copyright Experiment. If you're just tuning in now, you're listening to the Copyright Experiment. And I'm just going to play a whole bunch of free tunes now for you, like we do every week. If you like any of the songs you hear, go to our blog at copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com. You can download them all for free, graciously provided by the artist, compiled by yours truly, and mixed by me as well. That first track that you're going to hear is by local Vancouverite Shamik, who has a track called Katavul Vazum from his Channeling India album, featuring all samples from LPs taken straight from India. Enjoy Katavul Vazum.
Ugari ragam, ugari ragam, ugari ragam. silver screen. The brightest star I've ever She takes me to a better place. She dances like I can't believe. It's hard to show. Every day feels like a dream.
Jeremiah, a track called No More off the EP of the same name.
Take my chick, 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 take my
mix right here by former Copyright Experiment co-host DJ Mochi. He's remixing The Blow. Slammin' remix.
You bet. baby, here I am, loud and clear, want to sing pretty songs all in your ear. Wanna make you hot, scream your name, don't you know your life will never be the same. Cause I do it, babe, I do it well, don't you know that I never kiss and tell. So hit me up when you're in the cut, and we can ride all night until the sun comes up.
Newish one from Nicki Minaj, Soulja.
Yes, bitch, yes. 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 Yes, bitch, yes.
Me, I'm just me, me, I'm just real. Me, I'm that bitch that be footing the bill. Only a real nigga could cop a feel. Credit card black, got that nigga still. 25 million to broker the deal. Jewish, my lawyer, he kosher the deal. And I am still popping them pills. I don't give a fuck how you bitches feel. Jealousy, jealousy, that's how you feel. I am still living in Beverly Hills. Tell them to chill, tell them to chill. Tell all them people my wrist is on chill. Bitches can't beat me, they ain't got the skill. I hear the tiger, they ain't got the kill. Look up to Jada, I love her and Will. Bitches my sons, but they not.
With my niggas on guard deck. With my life, but I do what I love, say. These niggas wanna put me in a hard place. Dark face, nigga, what a long face. Most rap niggas better catch a broad case. Don't hurt yourself with your odd face. Nigga, parlay, nigga, I'm loud. When I blow it in the smoke, and I put it down well from the VTE, nigga, MTL. But I put the whole world in the middle with the gram, and a nigga gon' do it alone if he had to. And I've been in the zone, you niggas rap through. And I've been in the town, lost in the grid of the sound. I'm blowing up, I would never be the last room.
Burton White out of Montreal.
Stomp your feet on the ground.
Track called Loud.
Time to get out. Stomp your feet on the ground. Time to get out. Stomp your feet on the ground.
Stop the beat. Yeah, okay. It's your cello, Ryan Bossin, conscious rapper.
I'm conscious.
Finest actor, always dapper. Fresh as fuck, that's 0 miles. Got a bride in your city, so it feel like home. Way too young and I'm way too grown. When the titties is dropping at the play, my sound got stopped at the border, got a J too loud. What you niggas know about customs? I ain't talking family vacation. Niggas watching Kung Fu movies. Only thing they know about stunning. If they turn to scrap, I ain't really ground running. Nigga, it's a rap. What you call that guy? Nigga, fall back. Trying to turn water into whiskey. All up in your face like it's all cast. No gap, kind of
time to get loud.
Smoked out loud. These girls be loving my dreads. Now wear them up, shall I have it down? But my shit real don't make no difference. These women never see my vision. Let me break it down for you. Pay attention, cause it ain't free to listen. Golden child when it comes to the music. Be doing this for a couple years. You can never tell me I don't do this. Gonna change your perception of how you see me when I drop this new shit. My main thing shaped like an 88 and your cheek be looking like a toothpick. Tell a girl something, man, move it, shake it.
Time to get loud. Stomp your feet on the ground. Time to get out. Stomp your feet on the ground. Time to get out. Stomp your feet on the ground. Time to get out.
Traveling, suffer through the face, my body shit. I'm high for the day. Up in my head, got me lost in the
wasn't amazing. Can't walk on the pavement. All day grind more for the paper. So the day that I meet my maker.
Let me show you how we do cake for my avenue.
Get huh. Get huh. Get huh.
Hey,
get, go huh. Off. Get huh. Get huh. Get huh.
Hey,
get
go
huh.
Off.
Avenue, my avenue. Avenue, my avenue. Avenue, my avenue. Avenue, my avenue.
Let me show.
Avenue, my avenue. Avenue, my avenue. Avenue, my avenue, avenue, my avenue.
Show you
avenue, my avenue, avenue, my avenue, avenue, my avenue, avenue, my avenue.
Let me
avenue, my avenue, avenue, my avenue, avenue, my avenue, avenue, my avenue. Let me show you how we do cake for my avenue. Let me show you how we do cake for my avenue. Let me show you how we do cake for my avenue. Let me show you how we do cake for my avenue. Let me show you how we do cake for my avenue. Let me show you how we do cake for my avenue.
Go on.
Let me show you how we do cake for my avenue. Let me show you how we do cake for my avenue.
Go off. Hey, hey, get
like
huh.
That.
Hey, hey, get
like
huh.
That.
Hey, hey, get
like
huh.
That.
Get
like
huh.
That.
Me sh- hey, hey, get
like
huh.
That.
Hey, hey, get
like
huh.
That.
Little bit of B-more. DJ Angel Baby, produced by the prolific Mighty Mark. Coming up next, some more DJ Barkley, aka Dr. Jeep, DJ Yolo Bear, aka Obey City. Coming up next.
The Vancouver Queer Film Festival is back for its 26th year in theaters August 14 to 24. More than 80 films from 11 countries, including Russia, Brazil, Italy, and the Philippines, showcase themes of gender identity, forbidden love, and culture. Super Pass is available now and tickets on sale July 24. For tickets and more info, check out queerfilmfestival.ca. Support the festival. Donate $10 by texting GIVER10, spelled G-I-V-E-R 10, to 45678.
What is Japanese music exactly? Is it something like this?
Or like this.
Or maybe this.
Time to explore Japanese music with us.
Tune into Radio Nochikan from 7 to 8 a.m. on the last Friday of every month to find out. Or you could just listen to hosts Chika and Bianca talk about, well, Japanese stuff.
Yeah.
track from Halifax's Ryan Hemsworth, up on it with UV Boy, called Gods.
your types in this party. It's just always in Bacardi. XO, pour another up for Bobby. Crazy chick, only drink when she wanna fuck with Molly. Mix a fifth of mush, she feeling the bust. Double fist, my cup's a must. We hitting it up, over budget for the night living. It's alright though, she dance for the candy and she thicker than a Tahoe. Slide shows of bad women, black linen. Slide shows of them kissing, drink sipping. Black cap trim fitted on my third eye. Did it for myself, bearing villain on that golden eye. Strip club and she beaming, spacing that head of fiending. 40K that stole her soul, now that head of dreaming. She wasn't ready, I'm mad, I got turned to drastic. Now that's classic. Kisses to her neck, had a thinking graphic.
It's his little known guys from Vancouver, Baron C and 40K. Had him turned out. All my niggas making a lot of really cool tracks right now. It's gonna be the last track of the night. You've been listening to The Copyright Experiment. If you like any of the songs you heard tonight, check them out on the blog, copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com. Download them all for free. We got links for you. Black letter, know a thing about me. The shit that I'm sipping, the record is dripping. That's a word up to my chalice. They ain't got a name for shit that I be gripping. Paper bagging, only thing that would be fucking fitting. Quick count, store the show. Now these niggas want their ball back. Son of Mars and the people and the numbers in them all blacks. It's that reinstatement of the cool nigga. What's up? Man against a titan figure. It's that mixing anything with liquor. Picture perfect, picture couple fine killers with some model figures. Pouring up, burnt out. Red room, turned out. Red room, red leather. White car, trendsetter. Space mood, who that nigga in the Dodge sweater? This is invitation only, black letter. Yeah.